Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is varied today. Tel Aviv is seeing bright sunny skies, perfect for a stroll by the beach. In Jerusalem, it's a bit cooler with occasional clouds. Haifa enjoys mild temperatures with a light breeze. Eilat remains warm and sunny, ideal for those enjoying the outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, Hezbollah violated the ceasefire with an FPV drone strike on an IDF force in southern Lebanon, according to Ynet from earlier today. No casualties or damage were reported. Also earlier this hour, Walla reports that despite American celebrations over a disarmament agreement, Israel remains cautious. The head of Shin Bet warned that Hamas might be stalling for time. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post reveals that Israel and Lebanon have agreed on which countries will monitor the Hezbollah disarmament deal. The United States has been mediating efforts to end the conflict. Separately, JNS reports that the U.S. sanctioned crypto exchanges accused of laundering billions for the Iranian regime. This includes Shelbit Exchange and Aban Tether. And finally, from Mariv Justin, Iran remains unyielding. The U.S. seeks a way to end the conflict, as Gen. Mark Milley suggests continued strikes may not meet Trump's objectives. From X, the latest. Ukrainian journalist Yulia Kirienko reports that personnel from the 425th Assault Regiment, Skala, are being reassigned to other units. This is part of reforms under new Ukrainian Commander-in-Chief Mykhailo Drapeti. Eve Barlow, a commentator, posted earlier today about misinformation regarding children in Gaza, challenging narratives about their suffering. Joe Truesman, a security analyst, noted that former Pakistani minister Mujahid Hussein sees the Makkah Joint Defense Agreement as a challenge to Israel and the Abraham Accords. He described it as a significant shift in regional alliances. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the drone strike in southern Lebanon, Ynet confirmed that Hezbollah launched an FPV drone at an IDF force. This incident marks another violation of the fragile ceasefire. The region remains tense as both sides navigate ongoing hostilities. The situation continues to impact regional stability. Turning to the cautious stance of Israel regarding the disarmament agreement, Walla reports that Israeli officials are wary of Hamas's intentions. They believe Hamas might use the agreement to delay action until after upcoming elections. This hesitation reflects broader concerns about regional security dynamics. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post highlights the agreement between Israel and Lebanon on monitoring the disarmament deal. The U.S. has been instrumental in brokering this monitoring arrangement. However, the success of this initiative hinges on cooperation from all involved parties. This agreement could pave the way for a more enduring peace if effectively implemented. Separately, the U.S. Treasury's sanctions on crypto exchanges, as reported by JNS, indicate a crackdown on financial networks aiding Iran. These exchanges reportedly facilitated money laundering for Tehran. The sanctions aim to curb Iran's economic maneuverability, impacting its regional engagements. And finally, the report from Mariv suggests that the U.S. is seeking alternatives to military strikes in Iran. General Milley's comments imply that diplomatic solutions might be necessary. This could affect the broader geopolitical landscape as key players reassess their strategies. Turning to business and markets. First, Keytech reports that Ondas is recruiting former Defense Ministry R&D Chief Yehuda Almakias. The company aims to build a major defense technology group through strategic acquisitions. Separately, Israel Hayom Business discusses the enduring influence of the S&P 500 index. It highlights how this index captivates investors worldwide, bolstered by endorsements from figures like Warren Buffett. And finally, from Globes, Wix has outperformed expectations in its latest financial report. Despite recent layoffs, the company showed significant revenue growth, indicating resilience in the tech sector. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 9 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.